Shalom and blessings to everyone. I hope your family is well. We are learning the Tanya for the 20th day of the month of Shvat. We're in chapter number 23 in the Tanya that we explained yesterday, in yesterday's Tanya, that the Zohar calls the mitzvos the limbs of God. That completely nullified to the will of God, just like the limb is nullified to the will of the person. And today we're going to go on to explain that not only is the act of the mitzvah nullified to God like the limb to the body, so too is the garment of the divine soul that performs the mitzvah. As we know, the divine soul has the garment of thought, speech, and action. And the garment of the divine soul of action becomes nullified within the mitzvah as well, like a body to the soul. Likewise, the external garment of the divine soul of the person fulfilling and practicing the commandment, in other words, its faculty of action, which is external compared to the faculties of speech and thought, since it functions outside oneself. Clothes itself in the vitality of the performance of the mitzvah, and thus it too becomes like a body to a soul in relation to the divine will, and is completely surrendered to the divine will. In other words, the soul's power of action becomes united with the divine will in the same way as one's body is united with his soul. In this way, those organs of the human body which perform the mitzvah, in other words, those organs in which the divine soul's faculty of action is clothed during the performance and fulfillment of the mitzvah, they too become a veritable vehicle, literally a merkava, a chariot for the divine will. As you would see, that a vehicle is on a lower level of unity than the body to the soul. The body and to the soul are inseparable, right? Unless the person passes away. But the vehicle, chariot, is nullified to the rider, but it's still separate. So the hand itself that does the mitzvah of charity, for example, is nullified like a chariot to the rider, because the hand is still separate. But the power to do the act of the mitzvah becomes to the mitzvah, to the will of God, like a, not just a vehicle, but actually like this body to the soul. So it's on a deeper level of unity. So now he's talking about the chariot. For example, the hand which distributes charity to the poor, performs another commandment, becomes the in the act of the performing of the mitzvah, a chariot for the divine will. Similarly, the feet which walk for the purpose of fulfilling a mitzvah, or the mouth and tongue which speak words of Torah, or the brain reflecting on the Torah, or on the fear of heaven, or on the greatness of God, blessed be He. So what is the feet going to do in mitzvah, the mouth speaking the words of Torah, the brain thinking words of Torah, and fear of Hashem? All these organs, when they're occupied with the mitzvahs, they're like a chariot to the divine will closed in the mitzvahs. This is what the sages meant when they said that the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are truly the divine chariot. Why? For all their organs were completely holy and detached from mundane matters, and throughout their lives they served as a vehicle for nothing but the divine will. So why were the patriarchs specifically designated as God's chariot? Technically, every Jew's body becomes a chariot to God when he performs the mitzvahs. The reason is because Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs, their submission to the divine will was unique in its power and its scope and its consistency. Why? Because all their organs were totally surrendered to the divine will throughout their lives, whereas other Jews, only those organs which perform a mitzvah are chariots, and then only during the act. In fact, the same organ which today served as a chariot to God can be a chariot for something else, for the negative forces, God forbid. But Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were only chariots to God, all their limbs, all the time. So, at the moment you do a mitzvah, you're going to be a chariot for Hashem. It's how powerful of inspiration to do mitzvot, to be God's chariot. And obviously when God is with us, all the blessings of health, prosperity, and all the other needs that we have and joy are with us as well. May we have the greatest joy, the coming of Mashiach immediately now. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.